God be the glory. I'd like to impress on your heart today that God is exactly who you say He is to you. God is who you claim that He is to you personally. For those who see God as their shield and buckler, that's who He is to them. And He will show Himself forth as a shield, as a buckler, as a protector, right? Those who see God as, He is able to provide for me, surely the Lord will come through for such people and provide for their needs. Those who trust that the Lord can heal me out of this disease, He can remove this disease from my body, surely the Lord can and the Lord will. Now, I got to understand this from a scripture, Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter, Jeremiah chapter number 32. I see in verse 17, Jeremiah declaring something. He in his prayer, verse 16 tells us that he was praying to God, and when he got to verse 17, he says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the earth and the heavens by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you." That was his prayer. He recognized who God is. He sees who what God can do. He sees what God has done. So he prays to God with that understanding. "Ah, Lord God, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing." I know there is nothing. I believe there is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing that you cannot do. If you made the heavens and you made the earth, what is there that you cannot handle? Is it something that happens in heaven or something that happens on earth? You can handle all things. Now, this is how Jeremiah begins the prayer. This is how he perceives what God can do. This is his expectation of God. This is what he knows about the power and the ability of God, the willingness of God to do. So, the question we are to raise is, who is God to you? What do you know God to be able to do? Is your God limited, or is He one who can do all things? Are there some things you consider too hard that God may not be able to handle? Or do you believe that He can handle all things? For the prophet Jeremiah, he believes God can handle all things. "I know you made the heavens. I know you made the earth. I know there is nothing that you cannot do. There is no hole that you cannot bring someone out of. There is no pit that you cannot draw one out of. There is no mountain that you cannot reach. There is no valley that your outstretched arm cannot touch to lift up your own and give them liberation. I know it, oh God, I know it." So this is where I got the understanding from. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17, that whoever I say my God is, that is precisely who He is to me. If I say there is nothing hard for Him, and I believe it, then he will show forth in my life as the God for whom nothing is hard, the God for whom all things are possible. Now, when Jeremiah starts his prayer with that verse 17, with that declaration, now we see as we proceed in the scripture, verse 24, that indeed trouble came. The Bible reads, the man Jeremiah still praying, saying, look, the siege moans. They have come to the city to take it. And the city has been given into the hand of the Chaldeans to fight against it. Because the sword and the famines, because of the sword and the famine and pestilence, what you have spoken has happened. There, you see, Jeremiah speaks to God in prayer that we're in siege, we're in trouble, we're in captivity. Our land is being taken. As a matter of fact, where I am right now, I am in siege. I am in prison under the king of Judah's, in the king of Judah's territory. But I know you, O God. You made the heavens and the earth. There is nothing too hard for you. You can rescue me. You can rescue my people. You can rescue my family. You can rescue my nation. This is the attitude of the prophet Jeremiah. What is your attitude to God? This is the question as to the situation you're going through. Are you under siege? Is your health under siege? Are your children under siege? Are they behaving in manners that don't bring glory to God? Are you sick and tired of the reports that you keep getting from the schools? Is your child keep coming in and out of one trouble or the other? Have you been fasting and praying and you're hoping that this child will turn a new leaf? But another report you will hear is that he caused another trouble or she's into something else. You see that you are captivated, you're in captivity, you don't know what to do. Your mind is always racing and racing and racing. There is no stop to it. I come to give you the word of liberation today. Start to see your God as one who can deliver from siege. Start to see your God as one who can deliver that child from the mindset he's in, that child from the gang she's following. Start to see your God as one who can rescue you from the troubles of life. That it is not difficult for the Lord to bring you freedom. That it is not hard for the Lord to change the situation around for you. It is not hard for the Lord to bring health, to restore health back to you, to your body. It is not hard. Ah, Lord God. Jeremiah 32 verse 17, you have made the heavens and the earth by your power and your outstretched arm. I know there is nothing too difficult for you. I know there is nothing too difficult for you. This is what Jeremiah says. Some of you out there listening to me, maybe you recently lost your job. I want to encourage you to believe that God can restore your job back to you. It is not too hard for him to handle. Some of you out there listening to me may just have lost your marriage recently. Would you believe with me? Would you declare with your own mouth and trust in your heart that Jesus Christ of Nazareth can restore your marriage back to you? It is not too hard for him. Let me take you to a story in the scriptures. The, as a matter of fact, the first miracle that was recorded as to what begins the ministry of Christ Jesus. Jesus was invited to a wedding at Cana of Galilee. I believe it that it happened. I believe that Jesus was there. I believe that Jesus performed that miracle. Join me to believe it so that miracle can become your reality. When the wine was done, when they ran out of good wine, the Bible says that Jesus was beckoned to, his mother beckoned to him, and that they ran out of wine, the wine is finished. Okay, so what do you want me to do? It's not even my time to start anything yet. What's going on here? But his mother believed in him, that there is nothing hard for him. So his mother beckons to the disciples and say, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Do you believe that Jesus can handle your matter? Do you believe that whatever instruction he gives you will result into a miracle? Do you believe that the joy you're running out of, Jesus can bring it to you even greater than you had it before? And Jesus instructed his disciples. He said to them, well, I see empty water pots. Why don't you just fill them with water? And once you're done, begin to serve it. And to God be the glory. The Bible records that now what is being drawn out of this water, out of this pot, is sweeter. That is a new wine provided, better than the wine that the bridegroom had before to serve people. The Lord can do that which you think is difficult. The Lord can bring back to life that which you think is over. It is not over as far as the Lord is concerned. So Jeremiah, who knows his God, prays to his God, thanks his God, and reaffirms to his God that I know there is nothing too hard for you, because you are the one who made the heavens and the earth. Your outstretched arm can reach out and save us from this captivity and save us from this siege. And listen, when you believe it and you declare it, God will come true for you. Why did I say that? Let's proceed in this reading to verse 27. Let's proceed to verse 27. Now, verse 26 says, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, first, Jeremiah declares his trust in the Lord, that nothing is hard for him. Secondly, though he had declared, siege still came. Difficulty still came. Imprisonment still came. Taking over of the land still came. Making the land become desolate still came. However, God now said, Jeremiah, you seem to know who I am. You seem to trust me that I can bring you out. You seem to trust me that it's not hard for me to bring your people back to their land and to restore their goodness to them. Now, verse 27, God now says, behold, as you said it, those are my own words, I put that in, right? Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh, as you said it. Is there anything too hard for me? So, I said, God is as you say he is to you. Jeremiah says, God, you are the God of all flesh. Nothing is too hard for you. Now, God says, yes, you are right. I am the God of all flesh. Nothing is too hard for me. I can set you free. I can deliver you. I can crown your effort. I can bless you. I can heal you as you believe it that I can do. So God now responds to Jeremiah, true, nothing is hard for me. Let's go to verse 37. Now, the Lord proceeds in his response to Jeremiah. As the Lord will respond to your faith today, the Lord will respond to your call today, the Lord will respond to your utterances today. If you will pray today, if you will lift up your voice, believing that God can still bring joy back to you, the Lord will respond to your voice today, to your desire today, to your declaration today. The Lord will respond to your prayer today in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord responds to Jeremiah and says in verse 37, he says, "Behold, I will gather them out of all countries where I had driven them in my anger, in my fury, and in great wrath. I will bring them back to this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely." The Lord said, "I am the God of all flesh. Yes, I have allowed them to be taken into captivity. Yes, because of their stubbornness, I have allowed them to be driven away. But I'm going to gather them from all over the place where they have been scattered, and I will bring them." I believe that, I'm praying that faith will come, will mix with this word as you hear the word, that you begin to trust God for your goodness to return to you. Though you may have made mistakes, though you may have sinned, though you may have lost a lot of your goodness, though your mind may have started to walk against you, but the Lord said, "I'm going to restore to you. I'm going to bring back to you." I remember the Lord declaring in Joel chapter 2 verse 25, where the Lord says, "I will restore to you all the years that you have lost, whether they were taken away from you by locusts or canker worms or chewing worms or flying locusts, or whatever the nature of your problem is, whatever it is that caused it to exist, whatever it is that made that trouble come into your life. The Lord is going to show you mercy if you believe that he is a merciful God. The Lord is going to restore to you if you believe that he is a God of restoration. The Lord will bring back to you if you believe that he is a God that brings back. The Lord can redeem the time for you if you believe him to be a God who is our redeemer. God is to you as you say he is. God is to you as you believe he is. God will make a way for you as you believe he will. God will grant you favor in the sight of people if you believe that he is a God of favor. You will not die in that disease if you believe that God is a healer. You will not continue to spend your life, your day in poverty, not knowing what to eat, if you believe him to be a provider. If you believe God can make a way of escape for you, you will escape from the troubles of this life. If you believe that God can show you his salvation, most assuredly he will save you. He sent his son, that his son Jesus may die for you so that you may be saved. I want to encourage you to begin to see your God as a great God, God of all flesh, God of all possibilities, God of who never fails, God for whom all things are possible. All right? Now, verse 41, this God who says, "I'm going to bring all of them back," in verse 41, he says, "Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good." Huh? God wants to rejoice over your life by bringing goodness back into your life. He can do it. He will do it. Right? As a matter of fact, he said, "I will do it. I will do it. I will do it." This is what the word of the Lord is saying in that verse 41. "I will rejoice over you by allowing goodness to begin to happen to you. If you move down, if you keep reading in chapter 33 of Jeremiah, I see there in verse 3, it says, call to me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you have not known. God is willing to hear you. If you believe him that he's a prayer answering God, he will be a prayer answering God for you. He said, I will answer you as you call unto me, and I will show you what you don't know yet. Great and mighty things that you don't know yet, I will show them to you. Verse 6, he says, behold, I will bring you health and healing. I will heal you and reveal to you abundance of peace and truth. Do you believe that God is a healer? Do you believe that what doctors no longer know what to do, they no longer know how to help you, that the Lord can come? He can help you. He said, I will. I'm going to bring you health. I pray that as you're hearing the word, that health be restored to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I will bring you health and healing. Verse 7, I will cause the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return. I pray for freedom for you in Jesus' name. I pray for freedom for you in Jesus' name. I pray for freedom for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 8, the Lord says, I will cleanse you from all your iniquities by which you have sinned against me, and I will pardon all your iniquities by which you have sinned. Do you become cowed and you become unconsolable because of the sins that you have gotten involved with? May I present Jesus to you, the one who died for you just to take away your sins? He said, I will not only give you health, I will not only restore all the goodness that you had, I will even pardon you. I will even forgive you. I will even blot away your sins and your transgressions. I will even wash you and cleanse you. I will no longer have any sin written, remembered against you. Do you believe that God can actually forgive you? That sin, is it conniving? Is it lying? Is it fornication? Is it a lack of close fellowship with the Lord? Is it cheating? Is it treating others unfairly, and now you carry the guilt? I present to you Jesus, who cleanses, who forgives, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who renews. Accept his forgiving power and grace today by the word that you listen to and by the power that is in the blood that Jesus shed on the cross just for you. Jesus is who you say he is. I pray you will believe him for more than you ever did before. The Lord will bring you joy. He will bring you restoration. Lord, I thank you for all those who have listened, and I pray that your word will reach them, that in the name of Jesus, that your people will begin to believe you for who you are, and so that you may show forth in their lives as who you are. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.